Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord in your life. We've seen the fact that the fear of the Lord is to stand in awe of the Lord, to see Him as pure and holy. He is the beginning of knowledge. Fear of the Lord brings the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And when we have the fear of the Lord, we're going to depart from that evil. We're going to walk in the ways of God. The problem with the world, of course, is they don't have the fear of God before their eyes. They do not respect and stand in awe of God. We've got to learn the fear of the Lord. We're going to be taught it. We're going to hear the Word of God and learn to fear the Lord. We're going to have a heart right before Him and learn to fear the Lord. We're going to be a doer of the Word, which God requires to learn to fear the Lord. We're going to be a tither, putting Him first place as our source, and we learn to fear the Lord our God. We're going to have a heart that is serving Him with singleness of heart, uniting our heart to fear His name. That shows the fear of the Lord in our life. We also will be obedient. Abraham was obedient, and the angel said, "Now I know you fear God. Now I know it." You learn the fear of the Lord through obedience with singleness of heart, just as Noah feared God and prepared that ark. We need to obey God in all things. As you fear God, you will learn to be obedient unto Him. Also, God's going to prove you. As He proves you, He's going to find out whether or not you're going to sin against God or not. The fear of the Lord is to hate sin, and when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you will not sin. You will have a heart that wants to be obedient unto the Lord. You're not going to commit any more evil. You're not going to do wickedness, as it talks about in Deuteronomy. Why? Because of the fear of the Lord. You're going to depart from evil. Proverbs 16:6. Boy, you need to hate the things that are of sin, that are of this world, that are contrary to the Word of God. The real repentance is shown when the fear of God's before you, which will cause you to absolutely quit that sin, turn around from it, and with your will choosing God's ways because you love the Word of God, you're going to walk uprightly before Him. Also, the fear of the Lord is shown in praise and worship. Be a praiser and a worshiper of God, and you will develop in the fear of the Lord. Walk uprightly before Him. As you walk uprightly before Him, that shows the fear of God. In Psalms 112:1, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments." Delight greatly in the commandments of God. That shows the fear of the Lord in you. 2 Corinthians 7:1, we saw the scripture where it talks about we're to cleanse ourselves from all that filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. See, God's called us to be holy. And we can be holy, but it's going to take the fear of the Lord. You cannot perfect holiness without the fear of the Lord established in you. We look at God and we see His Word is true. That shows that as you submit to it and you act upon it, that shows the fear of God. And you're going to cleanse yourself from the filthiness of the flesh because you're going to crucify that flesh. You're going to put away all those deeds of the flesh. And you're going to cast out all those spirits. That's the filthiness of the spirit. To cleanse yourself of every demonic spirit that could be affecting you in your mind, will, emotions, or physical body. And you're going to be perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Also, we cannot be high-minded but have the fear of the Lord. Don't be one who's high-minded or prideful or arrogant. God hates those things. Happy is the man that fears the Lord, but he that hardens his heart will fall into mischief. If you have a hard heart, that shows you don't have the fear of God before you. You should have a tender heart, yielded to the Lord. You're always quick to forgive, quick to let go of hurts and wounds and attitudes and so forth. You are always obedient to God. Do not harden your heart against the Lord. That shows a lack of the fear of the Lord in your life. Also, you got to learn to speak what God wants you to speak. When God tells you to speak His Word, speak what He tells you to speak. Keep your tongue from evil and speaking guile. That shows the fear of the Lord in your life. and we were talking about more principles at the conclusion of the last broadcast. In Exodus 9, verse 27 and verse 30, Pharaoh said, "I've sinned this time." He confessed his sin, but guess what? He didn't turn from it. And they went on and said, "I know that you'll not yet fear the Lord God." Of course he didn't, and he didn't obey to let the people go like he said he was gonna. You know, talk is cheap. A lot of people will say, "Oh, I've sinned and I'm gonna quit doing this and I'm gonna turn from this." But if you don't have the fear of God before you, God knows it. And if he knows that you don't have the fear of God before you, then you're not really going to turn from that sin. Don't be one who runs around confessing your sin all the time without true repentance. Get in the Word of God and let that Word dwell in you to the place where you develop the fear of the Lord on that area of problem so that you come away from walking in that way of sin any further. Also, if we walk in the fear of the Lord, we're going to minister love to one another. We're not going to put a stumbling block before a person. We're not going to oppress one another as we saw in Leviticus. Instead, we're going to minister life. In Leviticus 25:36, it says, "Take no usury," that means interest, "of a person or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Otherwise, for a brother or sister in Christ, do not make money off of them." You are not to make interest or increase off of a brother or sister in the Lord. You are to have the fear of God before you, and you are to minister to them to help them. In Leviticus 25, verse 43, it says, "You don't rule over them with rigor. You fear the Lord your God instead." Rigor refers to severity. Be sure that when you are ruling over someone, if you're an employer in a position of authority, that you don't rule over someone with severity, but you do it with love. You are to rule with love. And that shows the fear of the Lord before you. Psalms 55, verse 19, "God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old." It says, "Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." That's Psalms 55:19. "Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." Do you have change in your life? In the measure that you have changed shows the measure of the development of the fear of God and the learning of the fear of the Lord. Many, many Christians haven't changed much. They've changed in some ways, but they have not let go of areas of bondage in their life, or idolatry, or continual problems with walking in the ways of sin. If you don't have change, the Bible says, you fear not God. As you develop in the fear of the Lord, it will show forth, and it will be evident by the change in your life. Psalms 119, verse 63, "I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts." The ones that have the fear of God keep the Word of God, and that's who you want to be a companion with. That's who you want to be in fellowship with. Don't be in fellowship with people that are not walking in the fear of the Lord, that won't keep the Word of God. You should minister to them, but you don't be a companion or in fellowship with them. We should fellowship with believers who are walking in the fear of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 33, the Bible says that by wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. And that causes stability and strength of salvation in your life, because the fear of the Lord is his treasure. When you have the fear of the Lord in you, that is your treasure. God wants that established in you. In Jeremiah 32, it talks about how that he was going to be God to the people. He said, "You'll be my people and I'll be your God." And he says, "I'll give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever." God wants you to have one heart attitude, that is to follow God 100%, and one way. The way is Jesus, the way of the Word of God. You're going to walk in his way, and as you have one heart right before him in one way established in you, that shows the fear of the Lord in your life. In Jeremiah 32, verse 40, goes on and says, "I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, and I'll not turn away from them to do them good, but I'll put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me." So I'll tell you, God will never leave us and never forsake us, and he will see his promises come to pass as we walk in the fear of the Lord. He says, "I'll put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me." You know, God's not leaving us, but too many people are leaving him. they leave him, they depart from him. You can depart from God through unbelief, the Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 3. Don't depart from him and turn away by drawing back from his word. The fear of God needs to be in your heart. He says, I will not turn away from them to do them good. See, God wants to do good for you. Another principle in Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. As you learn to submit yourself one to another, that shows that you have the fear of God. Of course, you do it according to the word in the fear of the Lord. Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13, talks about how we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God which works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. As you are working out your salvation with the fear of the Lord and trembling, that shows that you are yielded unto the Lord and you are walking in obedience to him. Hebrews 4:1 says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, that any of us should seem to come short of it. It says, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You've got to mix the word you hear with your faith by acting upon it, which shows true belief, not just mental assent, but you act upon it. And this shows the fear of the Lord that you are going to walk in his word. As you walk by faith is evidence of the fear of the Lord established in you. Hebrews 12:28 says, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. God wants you to accept to serve him with reverence and godly fear. That's the only way that's going to be acceptable to him. And we receive in a kingdom, we're in the position to rule and reign. We're to take dominion over the enemy. We are to have the favor of God to serve him as we follow his ways. We take dominion over the enemy. We serve him in ruling and reigning under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And in Jude 1, it says, keep yourself in the love of God. And it says that you are to save with fear, pulling those out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. God wants us to be reaching out to others and warning them and helping pulling them out of the fire so that they would come to the place of repentance. And we should hate even our garment spotted by the flesh. This shows the fear of the Lord established in your life. Get the fear of the Lord in you and watch God bless you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.